Quick chizuk number one, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Pei. I'd like to first thank Mendy and Telus for spearheading this initiative, and we welcome all feedback. We'll be Bet Hashem Bli Neder sending a recording once a week, Bli Neder. Feel free to offer feedback. We'll try to keep every recording under 3 to 5 minutes. Maybe an article, maybe a shiur, maybe a small thought or a quote. We enter the month of Nisan, the Chodesh that includes within it the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Emunah. Let me share with you a small brief thought about Emunah. Meshkiach Mimir Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, in a mimer about Achris Hayomim, quoted by Rav Sorotzkin just a few days ago, says that during the times of Ikvisa de Meshicha, the Ribono Sholom will orchestrate events in a way that will display to the world, be megalit to the world, that the Borei Olam is the Manig HaBorei. And he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levado, is the Kol Yachol. Because says the Mashkiach, the Tachlis of the Bria is to come to this ultimate awareness of Ein Od Milvado. And Chevra, that is exactly what is taking place right now. The Umos HaOlam are in a panic. They are in a Bahala. Their financial stability has been upended. Rav Yehoshua Rubinstein just a few days ago told me that he has a friend who lost $500,000 in one day. Their health system is overloaded and unstable. But if you think about it, at the very core of that Bahala is not so much the Pachad of the virus itself or the symptoms per se, or even the financial implications. At the core of the panic is the etzem fact that they feel that they are no longer in control. They are no longer in the driver's seat. And I heard a very powerful quote just the other day. If you feel like you're out of control, don't panic. You are. Just realize that you always were. And so that's exactly what's taking place right now. And so while all of this is very frightening, there's a tremendous flip side to this whole crisis, that a tremendous tikkun is coming to the olam. People are starting to understand that there is a borei olam. And as Bnei Torah, we have to be mechazik our emunah and the Ribono Sholom. We all have to collectively come to a firm conviction of Ein Od Milvado. And we have to repeat those three words over and over again. The more we panic, the more we show that we think that we're in control. Of course, we have to be cautious and follow the rules of Teva. But panic and daiga is the atas hayetzer. It stems from wanting to regain control. Let me share with you a plea dika ben Yehoyada on Baba Kama Dam Samach Amabez, which was quoted by Rav Melech Biederman this past week. Plea dika ben Yehoyada. He's commenting on the Gemara in Baba Kama, who speaks about different magefas, different machalas that come to the world. And he gives the following mashal. He says, Ve'omrim harofim, ma'isa b'derech mashal melitza. Pam achas, one time there was a choli called the cholera choli, be'ir achas gedola, in a major city. Ve'kodem sh'nischazik acholi, and before the choli became so strong, matza adam echaris ha-mashchis ha-memuna al-choli ha-cholera. A person was walking and he encountered the mashchis, he encountered the satan who was memuna, who was appointed to disperse this choli, this sickness to the world. Ve'amrlo, and the person asked the Satan, Kama nefashos ata rotze likach? How many nefashos do you want to take? How many nefashos are you planning to kill? The Amar, Chamisha alafim, only 5,000. Vesof davar, mesu beoso ha'ir, tesvav alafim. It turned out that really 15,000 nefashos were killed, beoso acholi. So the Ish, who encountered the Mashchis, came over to him and says, Lama shikarta? Why did you lie to me? You said you're a shliach, that you're only going to kill 5,000. Why did you kill 15,000? The Heshiv listened to this chevra. The Malach, the Satan, responded, Lo shikarti, I did not lie. Ki lo lakachti becharbi aidei ela rak hamisha alafim. I really did. I only took 5,000 lives. You know what happened to the other 10,000? Osam ha'asara mesu machmas rov ha'pachad. The havasa shahaya lahem bavur achole. The 10,000 other individuals were nifter only because they were in a panic. They died of their very own pachad. And so as Klal Yisrael, we can't let that happen. We have to reverberate in our minds over and over again. Ein od milvado. Let us all bli neder. Whenever we have a weak moment, or stam, while we're cleaning for Pesach, we're walking around in our house, close your eyes and just say the words, Ein od milvado. And I guarantee you, you'll have the most amazing, amazing aliyah in Ruchnius. Shkoyach.